I'm still here.
There you go, checking his mic. Frank Tillman's in with us.
I'm still here.
Live mics, all right. All three of them are on. They're working.
They're working.
Wow.
That's good.
Isn't that technology. Awesome? Technology. Isn't that great?
Speaking of technology. You guys have jumped on technology at its best in the last few days.
We have been stressing the system to the max.
Bet you have.
So, the big news for us is that, you know, reading all the health announcements and how to, you know, stay safe, keep your customers and employees safe, that we've, starting yesterday, we shut down the branch lobbies at all of our offices. And then to kind of make it accessible, we've for the ones that have drive-in facilities, we've gone to extended hours. So there's from 7 to 7, and then we're working out the shifts. So I'm not quite sure how much traffic we're getting from 7 to 8 or up to 7 at night, but we're going to monitor that. And then the lobbies, you can make appointments with the call center, but you're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to answer some questions. If you have a cold, you know, we can't have people with respiratory thing in the facility, or have you been to an area? So we'll do that, and if you come in, we're gonna have hand sanitizers and point you to do all the safe things. I showed up at our Bradford office, and they were in their blue jeans and tearing the system apart and doing a thorough cleaning. So we're gonna be doing a lot of that during the next in the next couple of weeks. So we think this is going to last. We'll reopen everything on April 20th. Obviously, it changes as the information is available to everybody.
Yeah, right. I mean, the main thing is a moving target.
We want to make everybody safe within the in the facility. So, what are the other things that we can do? One of them is support your local businesses, especially restaurants. They've been hit hard. I know in Wells River, that's my main office. They're too open. They're takeout only. Patronize them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's great food anyways. So I said, we're all going to defeat the virus and gain 20 pounds in the next month. But we can do that. And there are other businesses that are affected too. And so to the extent that you can, support them. Support your local health clinics. I mean, they're under a tremendous amount of stress right now because they have people who are worried and potentially sick. And again, they have to take care of their staff and other patients and then the other thing is takes this they're calling it social distancing. That's a word that I didn't even know about a month ago, but take it seriously. So, you know, if you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know local churches, libraries, all of the senior citizen centers—they're taking that seriously.
Yes, they are,
and we all have to. Every once in a while, I say I gotta fly the coop, and I'll drive down to visit our branches. But it's as you look at the activity in the towns, it's noticeably quiet.
It sure is.
I mean, you can. I had to go to. I didn't have to. I did. I had a dentist appointment in Hanover, and it's the first time in my life I've been able to get a parking spot, and I didn't need it. You know, right on College Street and Park Street, there was nothing going on. But so people are taking that seriously.
Yeah.
I asked the dentist, and she says, I'd lost a crown, would take emergencies, but the other stuff we'll kind of hold off on.
Yeah.
So take that stuff seriously. Mm-hmm. Use all of the robust alternatives we have. We have internet banking. We have telephone banking. We have mobile banking. We have ATMs, and they're getting used, and we're making sure that we have plenty of cash in them.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're you're going to be able to do 90% of what you want done. We're also in the loan world, people are still, you know, getting loans. So in many cases, we're delivering the loan documents remotely, or I'm on the road today with a couple of loan closings, and I'll slide them through the mail slot, and they'll sign them, and then they'll slide them back through the mail slot. But
yeah, you know,
we're, you know, we're from New England. We've got some ingenuity, and we'll figure out a way.
Yeah, everybody's taking part in this. Now, of course, banks regulated by the FDIC.
Yep.
So you have correspondence with them, I assume.
Who else? FDIC primarily, and then there's the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's SBA. We get stuff from the Treasury. We get stuff from the Federal Reserve Bank. We get stuff from the CDC. We get stuff from American Bankers Association. So one of the things that we'll be working on this afternoon is to get some of this information available on our website, mm-hmm. links. I mean, I think the most important link for everybody right now is the CDC. Mm-hmm. What are the steps you can take? What do you have to look for? If you have a sniffle, does that mean it's coronavirus? We need to know these things.
Okay, so Wells River Savings is online, WRSB.com.
It is.
Okay, check that out. And all the lobbies are closed.
Newbury doesn't have a drive-in, so they're closed. But we've kept the ATM open.
All right.
And so we're working on that. Maybe there's a way that we can do that. So we'll have to check on that. And then we'll review the hours. Are they working? Are they not working? And then we're hearing a lot of, there's going to be a lot of regulations. There's going to be a lot of laws being passed and stimulus packages. So I think the state and federal governments are going to do a lot of things I'm hearing checks to families. There's going to be easier access to unemployment because this is hitting hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for all of our customers, but especially for loan customers, you know, reach out to us. I mean, we've already had a few people said they've lost their job for a month. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we'll work with them.
Okay.
What I say is be proactive about it and reach out ahead of time. Don't wait until the bills come due but. Even if you've waited too long, reach out to us. And, you know, for some businesses, there's going to be emergency aid available through the Small Business Administration, but it involves lending more loans. Yeah. But we can provide, you know, working capital loans to keep businesses going during that time, keeping regular customers who either been had their hours reduced or lost their jobs. We can do that.
So it's really important to stay in contact with the bank then.
Absolutely.
Yes. And even though the lobbies are closed,
your phones are open.
You can call the bank, and the hours have been extended in regards to that.
That is correct.
Which are what?
The call center is open from 7 to 7.
Okay.
And we are making sure that we have enough people that can answer questions about loans available during that time.
All right.
In many cases, we'll have to get back to you because it's a little bit more complicated than what do I do?
Definitely. It doesn't matter if you're a customer or not.
Yep.
Be sure to check out WRSB.com on a regular basis because, as you said, you're going to continue to post some links there.
We're going to have a lot of information available. And the other thing is this is the information that we're getting from the FDIC mm-hmm. and the Treasury. Is especially now, watch out for scams. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to try to take advantage of the system. Already we've seen things like, we can expedite your service to get an SBA loan. Well, no, you can't. I mean, it's got to either come, you approach the bank and the bank approaches the SBA. The SBA is not going to contact you. And there are just a lot of scammers out there.
Well, another reason why it's important to work with your local bank.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right there.
So we're monitoring our local businesses and especially them. But so yeah, contact us. Stay calm. Stay cool. We all want to see as much news as possible. But sometimes watching the news 24 hours a day is not the best thing. So get the right amount of news that you need and then take a walk. I should talk about that, but take a walk and, get exercise,
yeah,
get some rest.
Spring is here. Though it's going to be blustery and cold this weekend, bundle up, get out there and get some fresh air.
Yeah, there's not going to be many coronaviruses in the woods.
Right?
Right.
That's true.
But pretty cold.
You'll be in with another update next Friday.
Yes, I will. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
End of the month.
Definitely.
Hopefully we'll be beginning to start having some good news.
Yes.
But whatever the news is, we're here to help.
And be sure and call Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. questions, concerns, and bank local.
Thank you.
All right, and Frank Tillman, CEO.
What's the quick local number, Frank, for people?
3244. That'll get you.
Yes, that will.
And the call center number is 2361. That'll get you.
Okay.
I mean, I never dial the bank.
That's because WRSB.com. It's all
you
there.
Say. Yes, yeah, it's stump the guy that came in. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. I don't say much, but when I do, I really put you on the spot. Sorry about that, Frank.
He's a newspaper guy.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta have that information out.
I'll remember this a long time, Gary.
Thanks, Frank. CEO of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. He'll give us another update next Friday at about the same time.